Welcome to our special podcast number 144, Taste of Oakville 2015. Napa Valley is well known as cab country, and the Oakville AVA has many of the best-known Cabernet vineyards in the valley. The Oakville Masterclass, as well as Taste of Oakville, took place during the final weekend of April. The Masterclass was one of the finest wine seminars we've ever attended. Never was the concept of terroir better explained. The entire event was hosted by the Oakville Wine Growers Association and took place at Robert Mondavi Winery. Here, we offer a few short interviews with winemakers, including Dennis Groth of Groth Vineyards, David DeSanti of DeSanti Winery, and Bonnie Myers of Myers Family Vineyards, just to name a few.
Well, my name's Dave DeSanti, and my wife, Catherine, and I have a brand under our last name, DeSanti, and Oakville's special to us because it's a community of winemakers and a community of grape growers. And here at the Taste of Oakville, we assemble once every year to pour our wines, but also to celebrate what Oakville is as a community. It's a very small town with a very special history of grape growing. We have very distinctive grapes here. Our special grape is Cabernet Sauvignon, a difficult grape to grow in most parts of California, but one that's always excelled for us in Oakville. And some of the most noble wines made in California happen to be made from Cabernet Sauvignon. They're age-worthy, they're fruit-forward, they're floral, they're layered, they're beautiful, and they have a future. And Oakville, as an appellation, is exciting because it's so many dynamic producers who are working together for that future.
I'm Graham MacDonald from MacDonald, and I think what makes it special is the geology, the history. History includes the human legacy, and every generation, it's about what that generation believes, and you want people in there who care, who have passion, and I think Oakville in general is coming back to that. There's people like us, there's young people, the next generation. It's an incredibly exciting time in Napa right now, so I'm actually giddy. I think the next 10 years are going to continue to evolve this region and prove that Napa Valley is making some of the best wines in the world.
Dennis Groth, Groth Vineyards and Winery. And I think what makes Oakville special is the great wines that have been made here. Because when somebody says, well, what is it about Oakville? And I say, well, Oakville is Heights Martha's Vineyard. It's Opus One. It's Farniente. It's Groth Cabernet. It's all of the wines that have made great wine. And as you taste them over the years, you begin to recognize Oakville for what it is, great Cabernet country.
Linda Neal from Tierra Roja Vineyard. And I think what makes Oakville special is the group of people that farm here. Not just farm, but make wine here. We've got a long history, and that history has led us to quality. That's it.
And I'm here with Bonnie Meyer of Meyer Family Cellars. So we were just chatting a little bit about how long you've been here. So tell me just a little bit about your history.
I came to Napa Valley in 1972. We made our first wine the same week my husband and I were married. I was married to Justin Meyer, and we started Silver Oak in September of 1972.
I did not know that. Wow, that's a great piece of history.
Well, yeah. It's just I don't think of it as history, I just think of it as my life.
Sure.
But certainly it's been interesting.
And how long ago did you start Meyer Family?
We started Meyer Family Cellars, I think it was around 1990. And it started with, we wanted to make port. And so we started making Meyer Family Port. And then my son, Matt, went to Australia to study and fell in love with Syrah. So he started making Syrah. Mm. And then he wanted a winery that was out of the Napa Valley, a little bit quieter venue, and a place where people still had kind of an old-fashioned attitude where they all helped each other. And so he chose a location in the Anderson Valley area, actually in Yorkville Highlands. And that's where Meyer Family Cellars is located.
So the connection then to Oakville?
So the connection to Oakville is that he makes three Cabernets, a Spitfire. That was that's a story about my husband, Justin, that would take longer to tell. One called Fluffy Billows from a day when Matt was reading too much Dr. Seuss, and then a Bonnie's Vineyard Cabernet that used to be made under the Silver Oak label and now is made under the Meyer Family Cellars label.
Yeah, well, but 1972, I mean, you've seen some amazing history going on in this valley.
I have. When I came to the Napa Valley, there were probably 15 wineries, and now I understand there are more than 500.
Yeah, it's grown a little bit.
Yeah, it's grown a lot.
What makes Oakville special?
What makes Oakville special is a very magical blend of perfect soils, perfect microclimate, and perfect people. We have, if you look around the room, you just meet amazing collection of people from all over, and many people have been friends for many years.
Well, especially since you've been here for such a long time. For our listeners to find you on the web, how would they do that?
MeyerFamilySellers.com.
This was great meeting you. Thank you.
Good to meet you, too.
I'm here with Graham McDonald of McDonald. How are you doing, Graham?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I just want to stop by and say hi because you were one of the hosts of the seminar today, and I have to say you did such a great job. But it's amazing, you know, how you kept it so fresh, this presentation about something you've done for such a long time.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. I just feel so connected, and part of what happened in my family is interest in the vineyard and the viticulture skipped a generation. And so what's been so powerful to me is being able to look at the history, read books, learn about managing your vineyard from people who've actually touched it before. We talked briefly about Hamilton Crabb, who did the Tokalon Vineyard, and I was able to find a book. One of the first books I ever bought was a book that he wrote a chapter in about how to grow grapes, how to make wine from the same vineyards that he was making wine from. And so even after missing a generation, I feel like I can constantly have this reservoir of amazing historical information. You just have to find it.
And what year was that written again?
So that was 1877. So a long time ago.
And this is what everything Napa was built on when you get right down to it, right?
Absolutely. The history of Napa is focused on the people who've made it that way. And the amazing thing about Tokalon and that history is every generation there's a resurgence. So there's Hamilton Crabb and then the loss of knowledge about that. There's Martin Stelling, Robert Mondavi. And so I think the testament to the greatest properties are this recurring existence in history and how special these places are generation after generation.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's all about the history and the family, just like wine in general, right?
Oh, absolutely. And the land. I think I'm in a rare opportunity where I drive my own tractor and I make my own wine. I mean, me and my brother, nobody else touches our product. It's as passionate and personal as it gets. And the valley in all the glitz and glamour has sort of gotten away from that. And what we grew up on, what we grew up hearing from our great-grandparents, our grandparents, is how old Napa was a community, how it was farm owner-operators, people driving their tractors. And I feel like bringing it back to the land is, if we can influence anyone in any way over our lives and our generations, we want to bring that back here.
Well, I like how you talked about how dirty you get. I mean, that's what it is. You're a farmer at heart.
Oh yeah, no, I never knew that. I grew up in the suburbs and I love plants, but I couldn't fathom what that would translate into. And it wasn't until I was 16 that I actually noticed that our grandparents lived on a vineyard. Before that, it was just space where you could run around or whatever. And so that's when I started realizing that there could be something here. And my love for growing plants translated well. And literally, the hardest thing for me is it doesn't feel like work. So it's my biggest critique is that I never stop working because I love every minute of it. Every moment I can spend in the vineyard is the best part of my day.
You could have a worse curse.
I know. I'm pretty lucky in that.
I'd say, are you making, obviously you're making Cabernet, what else are you making?
That's all we make. So our vineyard, it was actually because of Bob Mondavi. He recommended to our grandparents that we should plant exclusively to Cabernet. And that at that time, our vineyard was a little bit of Cabernet, Cabernet Franc, Johannesburg Riesling, and Chenin Blanc. So it was a different world of what kind of grape varieties planted. So this was 1973, we converted the entire vineyard back to Cabernet.
And coming from a guy who was competing against you.
Yeah. No, the great thing about Mondavi and one of the lessons I learned through him is that this valley should be all about teaching, and part of your legacy, and we're young guys. I'm 31 and Alex is 28, and so we don't really have people that are learning from us yet. I hope they'll come, but it's all about sharing knowledge, and you want to build a valley that's built on people that are excited and share information, not hold it too close to heart.
For our listeners to learn about you online, how would they do that?
We have a little bit of a website, MacDonaldVineyards.com, and well, some people have written some really cool things, but yeah, we're hard to find. We're a little tiny producer, and they can call us. Yeah, 707-225-7264.
Excellent. I'm going to let you get back to everybody. Thank you, Grant.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. You guys.
All right, I'm here with Dennis Groth of Groth Vineyards. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
You know, this being the whole Oakville event, if I remember correctly, you and your family had a big hand in how this became an AVA. Am I correct on that?
You have a good memory. Yeah, I was the first president of the Oakville Wine Growers.
Well, I remember Suzanne telling us that that was not an easy thing to do when it came to your neighbors. That was a bit of a challenge, wasn't it?
Well, it was a little contentious, because forming an appellation, everybody has different views about how it should be formed, who should be in it, what should happen. But we worked it out.
I would say, look what you've done in the end. I mean, this is wonderful.
Well, that's right. And the first proposal was made by Tim Mondavi. He was the original architect of the concept of appellations, and he had a master plan for Napa Valley. And of course, when anybody has a master plan, somebody wants to criticize. But he had this concept that Napa should be divided into the hillsides and the valley floor, and on the valley floor, we should have townships, Napa, Yountville, Rutherford, St. Helena,
I never
Calistoga.
Knew that.
Yeah. And so Oakville is a valley floor appellation. And when he first proposed it, he said, we should have Oakville, and it should be from the hillsides here to the hillside there. But on the east side of the river, we should call that Oakville. And on the west side of the river, we should call it Oakville Bench. And we said, well, wait a minute, why aren't we all in this together? And that's where we ended up. And because I said, I want the appellation to include Robert Mondavi Winery, because I want to be on the same marketing team as Robert Mondavi Winery.
I guess that worked out for you pretty good.
Yeah. That's why we're here today.
Yeah, and congratulations to you. I think your family's very proud of what you've done.
It's been great. And now what we're trying to do is get Oakville recognized as great place to grow the best Cabernet Sauvignon you can. We want to be one of the best appellations in the world for growing fine Cabernet Sauvignon. That's our objective.
You're off to a good start.
Thank you.
For our listeners to learn about you online, how would they do that?
Groth Vineyards and Winery, you go to grothwines.com and you can look at our website, learn anything you want about it. You can find us, you can go to the Napa Valley Vintners Association, that'll link you in. But just put in Groth and that'll get you to us.
And if our listeners would like to visit, that's by appointment, correct?
It is by appointment. So if you look us up, call the phone number and we'll make an appointment for you.
Dennis, thanks very much. This was a very sincere honor to meet you.
All right. My pleasure, Ray. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm here with Nicole Marchese of Far Niente. How are you doing, Nicole?
Doing really well. Thank you.
So really a great master class today. What did you think about that? Obviously, you were one of the participants in the end. So
I thought it was really informative and educational and exciting. I thought it was a great lineup of wines that really showed how special Oakville is and how different it can be and how close we all are.
I think the one thing that came across for me as an outsider is the whole sense of community.
Definitely, yeah. The Oakville Wine Growers as a group is really special, a group to be a part of. You know, we get together, we have technical talks. We've gone on a couple trips to other countries, and it's been really educational for me, and I've really, really enjoyed that aspect of my job.
You know, if you were sort of summing up as what would you think makes Oakville special, how would you do that? What would you say?
I think the common theme today was balance, that there's an incredible balance as far as climate in Oakville, temperatures, you know, having the warm days but cool nights. But there's also a balance of fruit and tannin and and texture that they're powerful, but they're elegant. You can drink them early, but you can age them. So I'd say balance is really the key to Oakville.
And for our listeners to learn about Farniente online, how would they do that?
We have our website, www.farniente.com.
Cool. Thanks very much. Good seeing you again.
Nice to see you, too. Thank you.
To learn more, visit OakvilleWineGrowers.com. Thanks for listening, and please check out our other podcasts on iTunes or from LifeBetweenTheVines.com. Also, check out our YouTube channel, where we feature two videos from the Taste of Oakville event.